Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the week. Lots to do this week, and all kinds of things that can change the appearance of your garden. Dividing your perennials. This is the last couple of weeks that you can fertilize your rose bushes, so if you have not fed your rose bushes, you need to get it done in the next 2 weeks, because roses should not be fed after September 1st. And that's no matter where you live, from like Washington, D.C. north, because you want the plant to begin to prepare for the fall season and eventually for the winter season. So by cutting back on the amount of food or totally eliminating it from September on, the plant will begin to get tougher. The soft tissue will begin to get firm. It won't be as productive. The growth will slow down, and it will prepare for the winter months ahead. And that really is important. We got a good early start on spring, if you can remember back that far. It was beautiful in April, beautiful in March. And it's very possible that it will be like that in September and October. But you don't want the chance. You want to allow your rose bush the opportunity to go dormant, to prepare for the arrival of colder weather. And the better it's prepared, the better of a chance you will have of those plants surviving a harsh winter. Now, I've been noticing in my yard we have a lot of oaks, poplar, birch, and pine. And the oaks are covered with a very, very heavy concentration of acorns. I haven't seen it this heavy in a long time. Old wise tales say if there's a lot of acorns being produced, it's a signal that it's going to be a harsh winter. Who knows? But there are a lot of acorns. Take a look at the trees around your house and see what yours look like. But if the old wise tales are true, there's a lot of food being produced now for animals to pick up and store for the winter, so they have something to eat because of the possibility of heavy snow and cold. Last winter, very little snow and mild. So this could be the winter, the return of a normal cold and snowy winter. So just be aware of it. Things that you can do besides cutting back on your fertilizer. If you have any hydrangea, that are beginning to go by, and the flower is no longer pretty. It's not blue anymore. It's not pink anymore. It's starting to look very tired. Get your pruners out. Remove those faded flowers. The reason is, if you have a 6-inch flower on a stem that's 2 to 3 feet tall, and we get some heavy, sticky, wet snow that sticks to the blossom, the weight of the blossom will get heavier and heavier, bending the branch, possibly breaking the branch. So that's one job that has to be done in the fall season. So if you have plants that are done blooming, get them cleaned off now. You don't cut back the plant. You just remove just below the blossom so that when the weather does get bad, instead of the snow sticking to the big flower, it filters right through to the ground and does not damage the plant. So be aware of it. The other thing is, one of the worst weeds for the Northeast and beyond is Japanese bamboo. Now, Japanese bamboo is coming into bloom. If you have some on your property, you're probably noticing little white blossoms, flower buds, or even blooms further south coming onto your plant. This is your signal that's saying, Paul, your bamboo is in bloom. What that means is all the energy that's been in the ground, stored in the roots, has been sent to the top of the plant to make flower buds that will make seed. And when those seeds hit the ground, they'll germinate and they'll make brand new plants. Now, because all of the energy has been sent to the top of the plant, there's nothing left in the ground. And this is the time of the year to take products like Roundup, Cleanup, Kills All, and spray the foliage of your Japanese bamboo. Wait a week, do it again. Because these products are systemic. They'll be taken down to the root, and because there's no energy to fight the weed killer, it can make its way down to the root, and in 1 year, the use of Cleanup, Kills All, or the Extra Strength Roundup can destroy 75% or more of the Japanese bamboo that's in bloom on your property. It's the only time of the year that you can kill Japanese bamboo. So get out there, get it sprayed. Also, poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, you've got to get the product sprayed in the next couple of weeks, because as we get into September, the days are still getting shorter, and you've probably noticed it looking out the window that it's not as bright as normal. As your days get shorter, as your temperatures cool off, these three toxic weeds will begin to go dormant. They'll start to turn yellow. And once that happens, a weed killer is absolutely useless. It will not work on them because they're going dormant. So while we've got some heat and some humidity, get the weed killer. And you can use the same thing, clean up, Roundup, kills all. On these weeds, it's the most effective month to kill noxious weeds right now. And as long as you can give these products 3 to 4 hours without rain, once you apply it, you can eliminate them in a very short period of time. So use your time wisely. Get rid of some of these noxious weeds, and you can really hurt them right now. But if you wait until September, as the plants prepare for the fall weather, your weed killer will not be as effective. Okay? So there's your assignment. Get out there. Let's kill some weeds. And then coming up, after this message, a bad problem, a major, major problem is taking over your annual garden, and you're in for a real disappointment.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Dominic from Mass with a question about crabgrass.
Dominic, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
This is Dominic from Taunton, Massachusetts. Along the edge of my driveway in the front in front of the street of my house lawn, all crabgrass coming up. It's right bright green, and it's very controlling. It's just spreading all the way down the street and up the side of my driveway. I was wondering, should I just put a weed killer on it?
Well, at this point, the liquid crabgrass killer is going to be somewhat effective. The powdered form of a crabgrass killer is too late. But they do sell a liquid that you can, that comes in a bottle. You screw it on to the end of your hose, and you can spray it directly on it. And you will kill it. You probably won't kill it all, but the main thing is, if you can get the weed killer on your crabgrass now, you will help to eliminate seed production. Now remember, one crabgrass plant can produce 500 to 1,000 seeds in 1 year. So go down to your local garden center, and Bayer makes a liquid crabgrass killer. Fertilome has a great product, Bonide, and also Ortho. But you've got to get it on there now. And then what I would do is come back a week later and hit it again. And that should turn it yellow. It should weaken it dramatically. Again, it may not kill it, but if you can weaken the plant, you will prevent it from making a seed head. Because once it begins to turn from that green color to a reddish tinge. It will begin to make the seed heads. And once it makes that wheat-shaped seed pods, it's making the seed for next year that will make it even more of a problem. Now, if you're already beginning to see red and you're mowing the grass, make sure that you use a bag on your lawnmower. Because if you just mow it, and your lawnmower is like the anything else, it will blow it out of the export port, and it will actually spread the seed and make it worse for next year. So what you need to do is you lower the blade, you put the bag on, you mow the areas that contain the seed heads, bag it, and dispose of it. Do not put it in your compost pile, because most compost piles are not going to get hot enough to kill the crabgrass seed. That's how strong it is. Dispose of it. Don't take a chance. Everything else is fine, but not crabgrass seed. Get rid of it. Okay? Great question, and very, very timely. And this is also a great time. Your dandelions are out, chickweed. Clover is in bloom. Beautiful white flowers. The bees are probably all over it. But I'll tell you, if you don't like clover, and clover spreads very, very quickly, if you don't put a broadleaf weed killer like Weed Beater Ultra, made by Bonide, if you don't get on it now, with a second application a week later, every single one of those white clover or pink clover flowers that are in bloom in your lawn are going to begin to make seed. The seed, just like your crabgrass, if you don't bag it, they'll be blown all over your lawn, and the patches of clover will spread. So get a weed killer on it. The weed killer, once it's in the plant, will sterilize the seed and make them so they cannot germinate. Do it.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Now, I want you to do me a favor today. I want you to look at your plantings of impatience. Your common, everyday impatience of patient Lucy's, because there is a big problem. It started in Florida, it's in the Midwest, it's all over New England. And if you had beautiful impatience a month ago, full of flowers, doing absolutely super, and all of a sudden, the leaves are beginning to fall. The color of the plant has changed. The flowering cycle has stopped dead in its tracks. Then you have the possibility of three problems. If you get my newsletter, I have done a major story on the diseases of impatience, but the big problem is something called downy mildew. And if you go outside and your impatience is no longer just a big mound of color, look on the underside of the leaf to see if they have a downy gray color. If they do, start digging them up. Rake the area and get it cleaned, because downy mildew is beginning to take over and it's making spores. The spores are falling to the ground. And this particular fungus on impatiens produces what's called a survival spore, which means it can stay in your soil for 5 to 8 years. 5 to 8 years, which means that if you plant impatiens in that same flower bed, in the same container, the spores will reinfect your new plants the following year and kill them. It's a big problem. I saw this in Florida last February. Went to visit my son Matthew, and he normally has 2 big pots of them. They were all gone. I said, "What happened to your patients?" "Oh, I don't know. They all died. Must have been the heat." We went to Disney, walked around the park, and you know what? There wasn't one impatient in the entire park at Disney. Come to find out, downy mildew hit the state of Florida like an explosion, and the Department of Agriculture told everybody, do not plant impatiens. The biggest seed producer in the country, called Ball Horticultural Products, is the number one producer of impatiens seeds and seedlings that they sell to your retail garden centers. And they were warning of this possibility. And because we've had so many hot and humid days, and some of us that water at night, we have made it spread. The humidity made it spread. And it has wiped out crops every place. I had a beautiful display in my backyard. It's all gone. So, and I've had some calls. Be aware of it. But pick up a copy of my newsletter. Go to the website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. Sign up for it and read this week's newsletter about downy mildew. Because believe me, if you had a lot of impatiens and they develop this and you replant next year, they're all going to die again. Okay? If you have any questions, call me. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Al from Mass with a question about holly. I'm sorry, from New Hampshire.
Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When is the best time to prune your holly bush?
You can prune holly at any time of the year. What I do with mine, Al, is I wait till around Thanksgiving to Christmas, because if you prune it now, you're going to take all those branches and all those cuttings and throw it away. If you can wait until Thanksgiving to Christmas, prune it at that point, lightly, I mean not butchering the plant, then you can use it in the centerpieces. You can put it in your window boxes to decorate the front of your house, in whiskey barrels, and you can get to enjoy it for another season. if you need to do a major pruning, it's best done during late March, early April. So you have your choice. Do it now, throw everything away, and that's it. Prune it September, prune it in November, December, and give it away to friends and family. Decorate your home with it. Fill your containers with it before the ground freezes. Or do a good pruning in late March, early April, followed by a feeding of either holly tone or shrub fertilizer by Dr. Earth with the probiotics. If you do it now, again, if you prune it now, you're just throwing everything away and you're losing all your red berries. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate your phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Maine with a question about bugs on her squash.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Hi. I listen to you every Sunday morning. Anyway, I have a small commercial garden, and we have had quite a week this week up here in almost northern Maine. Thursday we had four and a quarter inches of rain, and I wasn't able to. I had no notice, no nothing, forewarning that I could see of bugs on my squash. And I went out yesterday because Friday I couldn't walk in the garden with having had so much rain. And
right.
I went out, and I am just my patty pan squash was just loaded with these little beetle-type bugs, and so my zucchini, which is 100 feet away, was completely wiped out, and I'm worried, of course, about my winter squash, and I have gardened for over 50 years, and I have never, ever, ever had what I think is a cucumber beetle, but I'm not sure. Now, I did get out because I keep a sprayer. It was since Spinazad first came out, the Captain Jack, I've been buying it, and I keep a sprayer with that at all times, right ready. And I'm wondering if that will take care of all of these beetles. We had some rain last night, so I wasn't able to spray only early in the day yesterday. And I'm wondering if that will take care of them or if I need something stronger.
Captain Jack, I've had good results on the Colorado potato beetle, but Bonide makes a beetle spray, and if you can get your hose out there, you can attach it to your hose and turn on the water and spray it directly on the foliage of all of your plants. And it will knock out every single type of beetle that you have. And it is very, very effective. And you're right. Right now, your winter squash, like butternut, your hubbit, your acorn, all of your various varieties that you rely on for winter, are most productive during the month of August and September until we get a frost. During the heat of summer, butternut grows like crazy, makes a lot of vines, but you don't get a lot of fruit forming on it. They form late. They form during August and September. And if you allow the beetles to chew the foliage, then they will not mature, or they're going to stay very, very small in size. So try and get the beetle spray made by Bonide at your local garden center. It will knock out the Japanese, the rose chafer, the Colorado potato beetle, but every kind of beetle, and it's safe for the vegetable garden. Captain Jack will work to a certain extent. Captain Jack is best used on caterpillar-type insects, like on your tomato plants for the big green hornworms. If you're growing cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, and the leaves are beginning to get little holes in them, those are cabbage loopers, and they're eating the foliage. That will take care of that. Also, if I've noticed in the last couple of days, here in southern Maine, where I live, that the trees are beginning to have tents, which is your fall tent caterpillar. And if you see the fall tents develop on your flowering crabs, on any of your trees, take the Captain Jack or Spinosad and spray the nest with it and the tree. And within hours, all of the caterpillar-type insects will die. And what's nice about Captain Jack, it's a naturally occurring disease. And if a bird eats that caterpillar, it will not hurt the bird. It kills caterpillars, primarily some beetles. But look for the bone-eyed beetle killer. Spray it. The Japanese beetles are still on your roses, and especially the beach roses. They're all over them. Give them one more shot so that they can continue to grow and prepare for the winter so they bloom heavy next year.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Hello, I'm Scott for Scots. I may be from Scotland, but I'm no stranger to hot weather. Aye, that blistering Scottish summer of 97. Must have put away our sweaters for 2 full weeks. And summers round here can get a bit warm too. That's why Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard has a special formula that feeds and helps grass combat summer heat and dry conditions. It also kills bugs and is guaranteed not to burn your lawn. Put down some Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gang Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Go to paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. When the page comes up, it will say newsletter. Click on it. Put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you will be getting information that will help you. And while you're there, read the story on downy mildew on your impatience. And if you have friends and neighbors that have impatience and they've all rotted and all fallen apart, you can send them the article. They will not be hooked up to get it every week, but you can, if you look on a side panel, it says, send a copy of this newsletter to a friend. Put in their email address so that they can understand what's happening to their impatience. You're going to see next year that impatience are going to have to be replaced with other flowers for the shade. If you have this problem, your soil is contaminated, and there is a big problem ahead of us. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Laureen from Maine with a question about her lilies.
Laureen, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question actually about Stella de Oro lilies.
Yes.
Approximately 4 years ago, I planted several of the lilies. They've now grown a little too large for the area. I would like to divide the plants, and I'm wondering when is the best time of year to do that?
Okay, this afternoon would be as good a time as any. In my newsletter for this past week, one of the stories was how to divide all of your perennials. And we talked about daylilies, peonies, hosta, bleeding heart, and a couple others. But now is the time. So what you want to do for your daylilies, dig up the entire clump, okay? Remove all of the stems of the faded flowers, pull all the yellow leaves off of it, and clean it up. And then you need to determine how many plants you want to make. Now, if you pull it apart, you're going to notice that each of your daylily plants are in the shape of a fan. And when you pull it apart or cut it, you need to have a clump with 3 to 5 fans of foliage in that division. If you do that and you plant it, there is a very good chance that by next year, that 3 to 5 will be 6 to 10 new shoots and plants coming up, which will give you a plant with some size and plenty of flowers. If you divide them as individual fans, it's going to take a couple of years for the plants to grow in size, mature, to be able to bloom. And now is a great time. All of the garden centers, all of the nurseries that sell big pots of daylilies, hosta, peonies, bleeding heart, iris, are plotting them right now. They're being divided. So I know there are some varieties that are still in bloom, but the ones that bloom early, that are done flowering for the year, and the clumps are getting big, and you want to make new ones, clean them, divide them, and then cut your foliage in half. So if your foliage, like for the Stelladora, is only about 15 inches tall, cut it down to about 6 inches. If it's a plant that's 2 feet tall, cut it to a foot. 3 to 5 fans of foliage. Recondition your soil with compost, animal manure. But go to paulparent.com. Read about it on the newsletter. It has more detail.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.